treasures, owners turn into a truly priceless. Turns out into a truly priceless discovery. Readers meet the intrepid explorer while traveling to the island of spice and gold. Once there, the pair hunts high and low and follow clues of pirate Frank Ridge's. Children will be delighted by the rhythmic quality of the cumulative text and the charming digital illustration. The emphasis on the journey is a good news for readers who will thoroughly enjoy returning to the pages of this amusing adventure journey again and again. The Last Grand Adventure by Rebecca Behrens. It is July 1967. And 12-year-old Bia is not looking for adventure. Sorry guys, vapas leta. It's July 1967. 12-year-old Bia is not looking for adventure. She struggles with anxiety and feels safer experiencing adventure through the pages of National Geographic. However, her grandmother Pidge, whom she barely knows, is taking her on a cross-country expedition. Pidge has a suitcase full of letters from her sister Amelia. Millie, heart, as they call her, all exclusively written and Pillage disappearing in 1937. The last of the letters hints at a possible reunion for the sisters on what would be Amelia's 70th birthday. With Millie's letter in hand, the duo has 4 days to travel more than 1,000 miles to the rendezvous point on the banks of Missouri River. The journey is long, hard, and rife with disappointment. But Bia blossoms during the trip, and she is the one who comes out with bright colors. A family road trip to the beach may be a common summer adventure for some, but for Alex and her younger sister, Jules, it's exciting because it's the first time seeing the ocean. Readers get to know Alex best in the story, which is accompanied by black and white drawing highlighting key elements in the text while on the beach searching for periwinkles for dinner. Alex discovers sea glass and then learns to hum. And then learns how to make jewelry on a visit to a wild rich